Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 17th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we look beyond Remembrance Sunday to the vision for hope for the future found in Revelation chapter 21, reminding ourselves that this is not the end. One day, God will make everything new. Our Bible reading is Revelation chapter 21 and verses 1 to 7. Let's turn to it together for the last time this week. The New Jerusalem. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." And he also said, "It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Amen. For those who have fought in conflicts past and present on our behalf, there must have been times when they wondered if victory would ever come. So how do you retain resilience in the light of life's biggest battles? As we reflect on this question, we're reminded of the sacrifices made by those who fought for our freedom. It is a time to honour their bravery and remember the cost of liberty. In the midst of this reflection, we turn to the Bible for guidance and encouragement. And Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 7, speaks of a glorious inheritance for those who overcome. It paints a picture of a new heaven and a new earth where there is no more pain or sorrow. It reminds us that God will dwell with his people, wiping away every tear and making all things new. These verses remind us that as believers, we have a hope beyond this world. We have an inheritance that cannot be taken away. No matter what challenges we face, we can find strength in knowing that God is with us and that he has overcome the world. When we encounter difficulties, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and discouraged. But these verses, along with other Bible verses about overcoming, remind us that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us, as Paul says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. We have the power of the Holy Spirit within us, enabling us to overcome any obstacle that comes our way. So, let us hold on to this promise of a glorious inheritance. Let us remember that we are not alone in our struggles and that God is working all things together for our good, as Paul says earlier in Romans 8. As we face the challenges of life, let us trust in the Lord and lean on his strength. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to use this question. How does the promise of a glorious inheritance give you hope and strength in your daily life? I do want to thank you for joining me again this week in our Battle Drill Daily Devotional podcasts. I hope to see you again soon, but in the meantime, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.